Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Arsenal's preseason, breakthrough stars and lingering offensive needs ahead of title challenge. Arsenal are heading into the 2025-26 season full of hope and optimism that they will finally end their trophy drought. Despite taking huge strides in the Mikel Arteta era, the men's team's last piece of silverware came back in the summer of 2020. When they won the FA Cup during the coronavirus lockdown, that remains the only major honor claimed since Arsene Wenger left in 2018. Their preparations for the new campaign haven't been perfect, but there is evident progress nonetheless. After beating AC Milan and Newcastle in Singapore, the mood was dampened a tad by a defeat to Tottenham in Hong Kong during the first North London derby on foreign soil. Arteta's charges returned to England for two last friendlies at the Emirates Stadium, and when they were beaten by Villarreal, fan sentiment began to wobble. However, a convincing, and at times scintillating, demolition of Athletic Club on Saturday lifted spirits again, particularly with marquee signing Victor Gyökeres scoring his first goal since arriving from Sporting CP. The Gunners' time for warm-ups and kickabouts is over, with a tricky start to the new term rapidly peering over the horizon. Are they ready? Can they start fast and right the wrongs of last year? BALLGM breaks down the winners and losers from Arsenal's preseason. Arsenal are heading into the 2025-26 season full of hope and optimism that they will finally end their trophy drought. Despite taking huge strides in the Mikel Arteta era, the men's team's last piece of silverware came back in the summer of 2020. When they won the FA Cup during the coronavirus lockdown, that remains the only major honor claimed since Arsene Wenger left in 2018. Their preparations for the new campaign haven't been perfect, but there is evident progress nonetheless. After beating AC Milan and Newcastle in Singapore, the mood was dampened a tad by a defeat to Tottenham in Hong Kong during the first North London derby on foreign soil. Arteta's charges returned to England for two last friendlies at the Emirates Stadium, and when they were beaten by Villarreal, fan sentiment began to wobble. However, a convincing, and at times scintillating, demolition of Athletic Club on Saturday lifted spirits again, particularly with marquee signing Victor Gyökeres scoring his first goal since arriving from Sporting CP. The Gunners' time for warm-ups and kickabouts is over, with a tricky start to the new term rapidly peering over the horizon. Are they ready? Can they start fast and right the wrongs of last year? BALLGM breaks down the winners U0026AMP. Losers from Arsenal's preseason. Yes, you heard it correctly. Max Dowman is only 15 years old, and doesn't even turn 16 until New Year's Eve, yet he has not looked one iota out of place in the Arsenal first team setup this preseason. If you'd asked someone who didn't know to guess Dowman's age based on these summer performances, they'd have said a man in his early 20s with plenty of top-flight experience under his belt, rather than a literal child who still has GCSEs to complete. The Gunners' esteemed Hale End Academy have done it again, producing another top teenage talent ready to get some minutes in the adult game. Throughout preseason, Arteta has afforded Dowman a real chance to impress and an opportunity to make the leap from youth football. He's been thrown in at the deep end and is treading water swimmingly. In the friendlies against Newcastle and Villarreal, Dowman came off the bench to bamboozle the opposition defense and win penalties. He was seldom afraid to put crosses into the box or pull the trigger with shots of his own. Some rookies may have wilted in the spotlight and chose to play more safely, but Dowman has instead opted to take games by the scruff of the neck. After his cameo against Villarreal, Arteta said of Dowman, "He continues to impress, without a doubt. The impact he had in the game again today, the efficiency that he shows in every attack and action, it's incredible. Again, he deserves to have chances, and if he continues like this, let's see what happens." It is practically unheard of for any club at any level, let alone one with the prestige and ambitions of Arsenal, to blood a 15-year-old into the senior side, so what's Arteta's plan for the months ahead? Let's see how it goes. He needs a little break because he hasn't had any holidays really. So, in the next few days, he's going to have a break, which I think he needs. And then, following the week, he'll be ready again to go. Arsenal's left wing spot remains up for grabs, and no one has made a convincing enough play to nail it down for themselves. The club are still being linked with moves for the likes of Eberechi Eze, Rodrigo and Ademola Lookman, suggesting Arteta is still looking for an external solution to this problem. Their current options have stagnated one way or another. Gabriel Martinelli, who only turned 24 in June, has not kicked on as has long been expected of him, remaining a frustrating presence when on the pitch. Meanwhile, 30-year-old Leandro Trossard missed most of Arsenal's friendlies through injury and could start the season with a considerable amount of rust to shake off. The arrival of Noni Madueke means that even if the Gunners don't make another major signing in attack, Arteta still has another new option to try out. Madueke ended the 2024-25 season starting off the left for Chelsea as opposed to his preferred right, and though this didn't yield a goal, he still made the Blues a more direct threat on that flank, particularly in transition. Madueke has also impressed Arteta with his early commitment to the cause, returning early from his post-club World Cup holiday to link up with his new teammates. Speaking after Saturday's match with Athletic Club, the Spaniard said, "I think the reception Madueke got every time he was on the ball the other day as well, super positive. I think that lifts any player, brings energy. You can tell the quality that he's got every time he's on the ball, in and around the box on 1v1. The ball lands obviously to a player in our color inside the box, and that's a massive quality to have. He can play left and right, he doesn't care, so he's a big weapon for us." Speaking of directness, there appears to be an emphasis on Arsenal progressing the ball up the pitch with more purpose than over the last 12 months. Bringing in Martin Zubimendi, an accomplished deep-lying playmaker who can pass vertically as well as sideways, will certainly help with that tactical adjustment. Together with Declan Rice and Martin Odegaard, he could form part of the Premier League's best, if not most well-rounded, midfield trio. With the qualities that they have and the way they can complement each other in that space, we saw another evolution today on that, and things that the team can really benefit from to be much more unpredictable and be a much more threat, especially from these inside positions, Arteta said on Saturday of the threesome. Zubimendi, on his part, has also praised his teammates for helping him settle so seamlessly. "It was very easy. The team made it very easy for me. I think the rest of the team have integrated very well. I think the people on and off the pitch are very friendly." Rice and Odegaard are top players, the best in their position. It's time to learn, adapt and enjoy it above all. It's this sort of differential, along with not enduring an injury crisis spanning the whole campaign, that Arsenal will need if they're to overthrow Liverpool and become the kings of England themselves, not just what happens in both boxes. When Gabriel Magalhaes' 2024-25 ended in early April due to a hamstring injury, many Arsenal fans were worried about the credentials of Yakub Kiwior to take his place. However, the Poland international produced a number of fine showings, including in both legs of their Champions League quarterfinal triumph against Real Madrid, to finally endear himself to supporters. Gabriel picked up another injury towards the start of preseason to allow Kiwior further minutes alongside William Saliba in the heart of defense this summer, though he has regularly been caught napping at the back and his levels have dropped. He notably caught the ire of David Raya after reacting slowly to the first two goals they conceded at home to Villarreal last Wednesday. Ricardo Calafiori is most likely going to compete with Miles Lewis-Skelly for the left-back spot, but he may also fill in at centre-back on that side too. With Kiwior still linked with an exit, Arsenal may be contemplating selling while his stock to the rest of Europe is still relatively high and his time in North London may be drawing to a close. Not to kick a man while he's down, but it's hard to see how Gabriel Jesus fits into this Arsenal team when he returns from the ACL injury he sustained back in January. He was struggling to hold down a place in the 11 even at that point before suffering another devastating blow to his knee. It's a great shame given how incredible Jesus looked when he first arrived at the Emirates in 2022, the perfectly fluid number 9 that the Gunners had been crying out for. He hasn't been the same since he damaged his knee at that year's World Cup, and it's hard to imagine him improving too much even when back to full fitness. The fact that Jesus has been linked with a move away from Arsenal irrespective of his injury status is damning enough. The excitement over Gyökeres and the belief Arteta still has in a gym-busting Kai Havertz is even worse for the Brazilian. Who knows how many more times he will don the red of the Gunners with only 2 years left to run on his contract. Right, obviously it's best to reserve judgment on a sporting director's business until after. Their signings have played some competitive matches, but you can't knock the job Andrea Berta's done so far in his short time at the club. Arsenal enter 2025-26 with 6 new arrivals and 3 players, Gabriel, Lewis Skelly and Ethan Nwaneri, having penned new contracts. In particular, the Italian has been credited as the driving force behind the club's decision to abandon their pursuit of Benjamin Sesko and focus on acquiring Gyökeres instead. If all add-ons are met in those respective deals, Manchester United will end up paying around £10 million more for their Slovenian hitman than Arsenal did on the Sweden striker. There is also an inherent amount of trust already invested in Berta, and he may still get a couple more star names over the line before the transfer deadline passes. If he can get Saliba and Bukayo Saka to sign on the dotted line to commit their futures too, then he will have made the perfect start in his new job. Replacing a figure like Adu Gaspar wasn't going to be easy, but so far, Berta has been able to operate as he must have pleaded and wanted when first agreeing to the gig. Time will tell how his work to date ages. Arsenal's preseason, breakthrough stars and lingering offensive needs ahead of title challenge. Arsenal's 2023-24 preseason campaign has been a fascinating blend of promising performances, tactical tweaks, and the integration of new signings. After narrowly missing out on the Premier League title last season, the Gunners are determined to mount another serious title challenge. This article dives deep into the key takeaways from preseason, spotlighting players who have impressed and pinpointing areas where Arsenal still needs to strengthen, particularly in attack. New signings, initial impressions. The summer transfer window saw significant investment, with Declan Rice, Kai Havertz, and Jurrien Timber arriving at the Emirates. While Timber's early injury is a setback, Rice and Havertz have shown glimpses of their quality. Rice has seamlessly slotted into the midfield, providing defensive solidity and driving forward with purpose. Havertz, deployed in a variety of roles, has demonstrated his versatility and eye for goal, although finding his optimal position remains a work in progress. The integration of these players is crucial for Arsenal's success this season. Breakthrough stars of preseason. Beyond the established names and new recruits, preseason has provided a platform for several young players to shine. Ethan Nwaneri, the teenage midfielder, has consistently impressed with his vision, passing range, and composure on the ball. He's a genuine contender for more first-team minutes. Amari Okosie-Edouard, the winger's pace and dribbling ability have been a constant threat to opposing defenses. He's a dynamic player who could offer a different dimension in attack. Rhys Nelson. After a frustrating spell with injuries, Nelson has looked sharp and confident, scoring crucial goals and demonstrating his ability to impact games. His preseason form could earn him a more prominent role this season. These players represent the future of Arsenal Football Club, and their development will be key to sustained success. Assessing the offensive options. Despite the attacking talent already at the club, Gabriel Martinelli, Bukayo Saka, Eddie Nketiah, and Leandro Trossard, there are lingering questions about Arsenal's offensive depth and cutting edge. While Saka and Martinelli are guaranteed starters, the performances of Nketiah and Trossard have been inconsistent. The reliance on Saka for goals and creativity is a concern, and Arsenal needs to diversify their attacking threat. The striker situation. Eddie Nketiah has shown flashes of brilliance, but lacks the consistent goal-scoring record required of a top-tier striker. While he's a willing worker and presses effectively, he often misses key chances. The pursuit of a proven goalscorer remains a priority. Rumors surrounding Ivan Toney, and other potential targets continue to circulate, and adding a clinical finisher could be the difference between a good season and a title-winning one. Midfield creativity and support. Havertz's role in providing creative support for the forwards is still being defined. While he offers a different profile to the existing midfielders, he needs to consistently deliver key passes and contribute more goals. Martin Odegaard remains the primary creative force, but Arsenal needs to reduce their reliance on him. The ability to unlock defenses with incisive passing and intelligent movement is crucial for breaking down stubborn opponents. Tactical observations from preseason. Mikel Arteta has continued to experiment with different formations and tactical approaches during preseason. A noticeable shift has been the emphasis on positional play and quick transitions. The team appears more comfortable building from the back and pressing high up the pitch. The integration of Rice has allowed Arsenal to be more aggressive in midfield, winning back possession and launching counter-attacks. However, maintaining defensive solidity while committing players forward remains a challenge. Preseason results. A mixed bag. Arsenal's preseason results have been somewhat inconsistent, with wins, draws, and a few unexpected defeats. However, results in preseason should be taken with a pinch of salt. The focus has been on fitness, tactical implementation, and player integration rather than solely on winning games. The team has shown glimpses of their potential, but still needs to refine their performance and build consistency. Here's a quick overview of the preseason results. Match. Result. Versus N1 FC. 3-1 win. Versus MLS All-Stars. 2-0 win. Versus Manchester United 2-0 loss. Versus Barcelona 5-3 win. Benefits of a strong preseason: improved fitness. Preseason allows players to build their fitness levels and prepare for the physical demands of the Premier League. Tactical cohesion. It provides an opportunity for the manager to implement his tactical ideas and for the players to understand their roles and responsibilities. New player integration. It allows new signings to settle into the team and build relationships with their teammates. Identifying weaknesses. It helps the manager identify areas where the team needs to improve before the start of the competitive season. First-hand experience, fan perspective. Speaking to Arsenal fans online, the general consensus is one of cautious optimism. There's excitement about the new signings and the emergence of young talent, but also a recognition that the Premier League is incredibly competitive. Many fans believe that securing a top four finish is a realistic goal, but a title challenge will require a significant improvement in attacking consistency and a bit of luck with injuries. The preseason has laid the groundwork for a potentially exciting season. Whether Arsenal can translate this promise into tangible results remains to be seen, but the signs are encouraging. The focus now shifts to the opening games of the season and the opportunity to prove that they are genuine contenders for the Premier League title.